Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chof Gimel, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Beis Amid Beis, Mai Havi Allah. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, Shlomo Zev ben Chaya, Moshe Yosef ben Rivka, and Avram Yosef Yaska ben Rachel Rezel. So we're moving along in the Gemaras in Perek Pamem Adlikin that deal with the halachos of Chanukah. So as mentioned, there's no Mesechtes Chanukah. Rather, the sugyas of Chanukah are tucked away here in the second Perek of Mesechtes Shabbos. It's four dafin, and today's daf is going to be the third of those four dafin. Now, we're in the middle of a Gemara that had mentioned a machloikis between Rav and Shul. Rav holds a madlikin miner lener. Shmuel said madlikin miner lener. According to Rav, you're not allowed to be madlik, the ner of a menorah, if you're going to be taking the fire from an existing menorah. So you can't use the ner Chanukah as the source of light for another ner Chanukah. Shmuel argued. Shmuel said madlikin. The Gemara brought two reasons why Rav may hold a madlikin miner lener. One time the Gemara said is mishum bizoy mitzvah. It's a bizoyin for the ner Chanukah to use it to light another ner. Another reason that the Gemara gave was mishum ikhushe mitzvah. It looks a little like you're diminishing, you're weakening the light of the menorah when you draw fire from it, even though of course you aren't, but the optics aren't good, and it's for that reason it's not okay. The Gemara said, what would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be if you lit the ner Chanukah directly from the ner, rather than using a shamas, using some intermediary. If the reason is mishum bizoy mitzvah, in that case, there's no bizoy mitzvah. If the reason is mishum bikrushe mitzvah, in that case, there would be an ikrushe mitzvah. Regardless, Rav is the one that holds a madlikin miner lener. Shmuel holds madlikin miner lener. If you recall, the Gemara said that Abaya commented that he observed from his Groyser Rebbe, Rabba, that anytime there was a machloikas between Rav and Shmuel, he used to paskin like Rav. Bar mitlas, there were three exceptions. There were three times that he held like Shmuel. One of them was with regards to madlika miner lener. Stating that, the Gemara begins today's daf with the following question. Mai havi Allah. So we have a machloikas between Rav and Shmuel. Not just that, we have two ways to understand Shitas Rav. So what's the bottom line? Do we paskin like Rav? Do we paskin like Shmuel? And in Tim Tzolemar, the halacha is like Rav. Which one of the two reasons of Rav is the ikar reason? And as mentioned, we know there's a nafkemina lahalacha between the two reasons. Now Tosfos immediately jumps and says, Tema, mai kami bayale. I don't understand the Gemara's question. Didn't Abaya already say that Rabba used to always paskin like Rav lebar mitlas? If that's the case, if this is one of the three exceptions to the rule, so you know my havi Allah, the Allah in this case should be like Shmuel. Either way, I and Tosfos, but for now, says the Gemara, Amar Avuna Brei Rav Yeshua Chazino. It depends on the following question. If hadlaka is the ikur of mitzvahs ner Chanukah, then the Allah will be madlikim miner lener. If, however, the ikur of mitzvahs ner Chanukah is not lighting the menorah, but rather placing the menorah in its proper place, tefach hasamach labayis, if you live on the top floor, by the chaloy, b'shas ha-sakone, inside your house. But the point is, if hanocha is the ikar of the mitzvah, then the halacha would be a madlikin l'ner l'ner. Pasha pshat is, if the hadlaka is the mitzvah, then it's not a bezoyin when you're madlik a ner miner. Because even though we said on some level there's a bezoyin taking from a ner shel mitzvah, but being that you're doing a mitzvah when you do that, because hadlaka is a mitzvah, so it's not such a bezoyin. If, however, the hadlaka is not the ikar of the mitzvah, but rather the ikar of the mitzvah is the hanocha, so it comes out that when you take miner lener for the hadlaka itself is not the ikar of the mitzvah, it's the hanocha that's the ikar of the mitzvah. Being that it's the hanocha that's the ikar of the mitzvah, it would seem to be inappropriate to be able to do that. So the Gemara just shifted then the discussion from madlikin miner lener or ein madlikin miner lener to a different question. Hadlaka oisa mitzvah or hanocha oisa mitzvah? Says the Gemara, di'ibayilu. Hadlaka oisa mitzvah or hanocha oisa mitzvah? And again, just to be clear, in order to be yoitza mitzvah's Chanukah, you have to do two things. You have to light the menorah, Additionally, you have to make sure the menorah is placed in the proper place. The question, however, is what's primary and what's secondary? Is primary the hadlaka or is primary the hanacha? Now, what's the difference? You have to do hadlaka, you have to do hanacha. What difference does it make whether primary is the hadlaka or primary is the hanacha? Now, the Gemara just said there's a difference in the sugya of madlikin miner liner, but that would seem to be a little bit of an abstract nafgamina. What's the more obvious nafgamina? So Tosfos says right away, really based on the Gemara that we're going to see soon, it's a short Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on the Amid, v'nafgamina, the nafgamina would be, im hidlika cheres shoyte v'katan, oy heinicha. A cheres shoyte v'katan can't be the one that performs the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. They're not obligated in the mitzvah, and as a result, they can't be the ones that do it. The question then becomes, could a cheres shoyte v'katan light the menorah, or could a cheres shoyte v'katan place the menorah in its appropriate place? If hadlaka is the mitzvah, then the cheres shoyte v'katan can't do the adlaka. If hanocha is a mitzvah, then the cheres shoyte v'katan can't do the hanocha. That would be the nafgamina. Says the Gemara Toshmat. Amar Rava. Rava said, if a person lit the menorah and he was holding the menorah the whole time, meaning he never placed it down in the proper place, so maybe he was standing in the proper place, but he was holding it. Lo yosav alay klo. He's not yoytze mitzvah ner chanaka. Says the Gemara Shmami. No, isn't that a raya that hanocha is a mitzvah? Because if hadlaka is a mitzvah, why is it a problem that he's holding it? He's holding it in the right place. He lit the menorah properly. He just never placed it. So isn't this a raya that hanocha is a mitzvah? So the Gemara says, no. Hasa, maybe haraya oimer letzarche hudenakala. Maybe really hadlaka is a mitzvah. The reason you're not yoitza is because if you're going to be holding the menorah the whole time, there's a chisorin, it's lacking a little bit in persume nisa. The whole reason that we light the menorah is to be mefarsim, the miracle of Chanukah. And it has to be evident when you light the menorah that the purpose of you lighting the menorah is to be mefarsim the nes. Now, back in the day, it was challenging. Right. Today, it's not hard for the menorah to look like Persume Nisa, because usually people don't light candelabras in middle of the week. We have electricity. We don't use fire for light. So why all of a sudden does a person have fires lit in middle of his house on a Tuesday night? Probably because of some miracle. It's a celebration. It's a holiday. So the Persume Nisa is always self-evident. But once upon a time, it wasn't so obvious. Before electricity, if you wanted light, you were going to have a ner or a madura of some sorts in your house. So you had to go out of your way to make it obvious that the purpose of the Ner Chanukah is for Ner Chanukah. If you're going to be holding it in your hand, it looks a little like you're using it for personal use. So there's a chsarin in Persume Nisa. So maybe even if you hold that look, it's a mitzvah, this is going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, Tashma, maybe you can bring a raya from something else Rava said. Oh, my Rava, lika b'fnim v'yitzi. If somebody lit the menorah inside and then he brought it out, lo yasa klum. So you did everything right. You lit the menorah, which is good, and then you placed it outside in the proper place. What you didn't do right was you didn't light it in the proper place. You lit it, and you placed it in the proper place. But when you lit it, it wasn't betefach hasamach lebayis. So what's the halacha? Says the Rava lo yasa like klum. It's not good. It says So the Gemara argues. I understand why this would be a problem. Meaning, even though you got the hadlaka right and you got the hanacha right, but maybe what's wrong is you didn't do the hadlaka in the makom of the where the menorah is supposed to be. So maybe there's a hadlaka. Being that hadlaka is oisa mitzvah, it's not enough that you do the hadlaka, but you have to do the hadlaka in the proper place. Meaning, mishamachi lo yasa klum. Eli yamat hanacha is a mitzvah. You're going to tell me that hanacha is the mitzvah. My lo yasa v'lo klum. What's the problem? I did the hanacha in the right place. I did the hadlaka inside. The hadlaka is not the ikra of the mitzvah. So if the hadlaka is not the ikra of the mitzvah, why does that bother me? So the Gemara says, you're right. Maybe really hanacha is oisa mitzvah. And from that standpoint, it shouldn't bother me that the hadlaka was done in a veinik. Hasam nami, the reason, however, it's an issue is because haraya hu aimer litzarchai hu da adlaka. Again, it's just because it doesn't look so much like persume nisa. If you walk outside holding a candle, it looks a little like you lit it inside, you lit it for personal use, and now you're bringing it outside. It's lacking a little in the persume nisa. And being that it's lacking in the persume nisa, that's why the halacha is you're not going to be yoitza, but you can't bring a raya from here. Hadlaka is a mitzvah, hanocha is a mitzvah. Says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you right from somewhere else. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So not from something Rava said, but rather from something Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Ashoshes, Rashi says, is a kli gadol shel zchuchis. It's a very large glass keli. Belaz lantern. Lantern belaz. and which is similar to the way they light in Eretz Yisrael. The Minhag Yerushalayim is to still light outside, even Bizman Hazeh. The problem is, the wind is going to come, so you have to protect it. So the way they protect it is they put it in this Ashoshes, in this lantern, Balaz. Regardless, Rabbi Shulman Levi said, if someone had an Ashoshes, Shahoysa Deilekes Veilekes Kolayim Kuloi. And the case Rashi says, this Ashoshes, meaning the candle that's inside, was lit originally for Ner Chanukah. It was lit in Erev Shabbos. And now it's Maitzoy Shabbos. And you want to use this same Ashoshes again for your Ner Chanukah. Now, you already used this candle Erev Shabbos. So obviously, you can't use the same candle that's still lighting from Erev Shabbos. So what you have to do is, L'maitzoy Shabbos mechaba, you have to extinguish the candle, umadlika, and then light it again. So the Gemara says like this, Yamr b'shlem ha'blokah is a mitzvah, b'shlem if tadlok is a mitzvah, shapra, I understand this. Eli yamr tanocha is a mitzvah. But if tadlok is a mitzvah, hay mechaba umadlika, is it enough for you to just extinguish the candle and to light it again? If you have to do an act that shows that this is for a new night, so you need to do a new act of Ner Chanukah, it shouldn't be enough to just light it. If you hold on Ocha Yisra Mitzvah, what you should have to do is Mechaba, first extinguish it, Umagbiya, pick it up, Umanicha, put it down, meaning make a fresh Hanocha, Umadlika, and then light it, Miboyle. That's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi should have said. From the fact that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said it's enough that you light it again, he didn't say you need to do a new Hanocha, so it sounds like Hanocha is not the Ikr of the Mitzvah, because if the Hanocha was the Ikr of the Mitzvah, you'd have to be Mevatel, the Hanocha from the Erev Shabbos candle, to create a new Hanocha now for the Matzah Shabbos candle, says the Gemara V'oid, and not just that, I'll bring you another raya, a very obvious raya, a raya from the nusach of the bracha that we make when we light the menorah. Because midikam of Archina Shekidish Arab and the Svayz of Zivanu, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. What's the nusach of the bracha? You don't say lahaniach ner shel Chanukah, you say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So what do you see from this? Shmamina, adloka isa mitzvah, shmamina. Bottom line is, the Gemara said that the shayla of madlikim in ner lener, e madlikim in ner lener, my havi alo. What's the bottom line? Is totally an hadlaka is a mitzvah or hanocha is a mitzvah? Says the Gemara, okay, so is it hadlaka is a mitzvah or is it hanocha is a mitzvah? And again, to be clear, the hadlaka and the hanocha are both integral. The question Rashi says, what's the ikar of the mitzvah? Is the ikar the hadlaka or is the ikar the hanocha? And Chazal felt that there's nafkamin as if the ikar is the hadlaka, the ikar is the hanocha. And the Gemara came out, hadlaka is a mitzvah, two rayas. One is from Rabbi Shua ben Levi's comment that he made about using an ashoshes that you use for the Erev Shabbos Ner Chanukah. Now you want to use it again for the Matzah Shabbos Ner Chanukah. Va'oid from the nusach of the bracha, midikam v'varchina nashek yidishana b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, as opposed to lahaniach ner shel Chanukah. That's a raya hadlaka isa mitzvah. Says the Gemara, v'hash to damina hadlaka isa mitzvah. So now that we just said that hadlaka isa mitzvah, hidlika cheresh oit v'katan. If cheresh oit v'katan would do hadlaka, layasav layklom, it wouldn't be okay. Which is what Tosfos spoke at on the bottom of the afchav beis amid beis. That was the Iker nafkamina between the shayla, where the hadlaka is a mitzvah, nocha is a mitzvah. Again, it's obvious there's other nafkaminas in the course of the Gemara, other nafkaminas emerge. But this is the most basic nafkamina. Cheresh oit v'katan can't be the one to light the menorah. The question is the iker the hadlaka? Then it would mean he can't light it. Is the iker the hanocha? Then it would mean that he can't do the hanocha. Says the Gemara that even though we just said that a cheresh oit v'katan can't be the one that lights the menorah because hadlaka is a mitzvah, stating that one of the most famous lines in Shas. A woman, however, could be the one to light the menorah. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, "Nashim chayoves b'ner Chanukah sha'af hein hoyu ba'isanes." Rabbi Shua ben Levi said this in Megillah Daf Dalid. Nashim chayoves b'mikra Megillah sha'af hein hoyu ba'isanes. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said this in Masechtes Psachim Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis regarding Dalid Koises. Nashim chayoves b'Dalid Koises sha'af hein hoyu ba'isanes. And here Rabbi Shua ben Levi says it's in written mul Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph in the sugis of Chanukah, then Noshim Chayovis Ben Chanukah Shafin Hoye Boisa Anes. Says the Gemara Viter. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said Achsanoi Chay Ben Chanukah. If somebody's a guest in somebody else's house, meaning he's not staying at home, does he have an obligation to light the menorah, or does he not have an obligation to light the menorah? Why would you think no? Because the Gemara said that the way Ner Chanukah works is it's Ner Ishu Beisoi. It sounds like you are supposed to light a Ner in your house. This person's not home. He's an achsanoi. He's staying by somebody else. So does he have an obligation or not? Rav Sheshet said, yeah. Achsanoi chayu b'ner Chanukah. Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said, meiresh kehav abino. When I used to be in yeshiva, I was a bacher in yeshiva, so I was staying by somebody. Somebody hosted me. So what I used to do is, rather than light my own candle in the person whose house I was staying in, What I would do is I would give the person a pruta. I would become a shutif in his ner Chanukah, and like this, I was yoitza. Basa din a sivi itza. However, Rav Sheisha said, after I got married, so now I had a wife. Amino, I said, hashtavadi loitza richna. There's no reason for me to have to do that. To come madliki olai begat besoy, because I could be yoitza with my wife's hadlaka. It's because we said that even though hadlaka is a mitzvah, Isha vaday madlika, the Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Noshim Chayovis ben Echanukah, Shahafein Hoye Boys Anes, that's the segue. So Rav Sheisha said that even though I used to be Mishtatif Pepriti, Bahadi Yushmiza, but once I got married, it wasn't necessary anymore because I used to rely on what my wife did. Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kol Hashmonim Kulum Yafelin Ner. All Shmonim, all Shemen is okay to use Fener Chanukah. Now the truth is that such a simple statement? It's not. The Mishnah said, first Mishnah of the Perek, Bameh Madlikin, Ubameh Ein Madlikin. And there were certain Psilois that are not okay, and there were certain Shmonim that were not okay. And then we had a whole Machlokes in the Gemara. Psilois who Shmonim, Shamru Chachamim, Ein Madlikin Behem Beshabbos. Madlikin Behem Bechanukah, or Ein Madlikin Behem Bechanukah. Meaning, there are certain shmonim that are ein madlikim ben b'shabbos, and if you hold that, if it's ein madlikim ben b'shabbos, ein madlikim ben b'chanukah, then you can use all the shmonim. Clearly, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is of the opinion that shmonim she'amru chachamim ein madlikim ben b'shabbos madlikin b'hem b'chanukah, and that's why he said kol hashmonim kulon yafin l'ner, which is of course totally in the sugya. Of kafsa zakkukla, kafsa ein zakkukla, asu l'shtamish leirah, mutter l'shtamish leirah, but that was already the other day's daf, says Rabbi Shimon Levi, that even though all shemen is mutter, but the shemen zayis mena mufcher. The choicest shemen that one can use is shemen zayis. Amar Abaye, Abaye, Simereish, Habe Mahadim Mar, Amishcha l'shom shemis. Abaye is often commenting mices that he saw by his Rebbe Rabbah. So he says, he remembers the Rebbe Rabbah, he used to always try to find Mishcha de Shumshami. He used to try to find sesame oil. Omar, he felt, Hai Moshach Nohiri Tveh, because that's going to give you the best light. That usually if you have a fire that was lit with sesame oil, it's going to light for a very long time. It's Moshach. It's going to be a continuous fire. Keeping the Shabbat Lahad Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But then Rabbah heard Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that the best Shemen to use is Shemen Zayis Mahadra Mishcha de Zeisa. He used to try to find Shemen Zayis Amar, and he rationalized it. He assumed that the reason Rabbi Shua ben Levi liked this the most is because Hay Tzolol Nohir Tveh, because this gives off the clearest, it gives off the nicest flame. Meaning, Mishcha de Shumshami is the best in Kamos, whereas Mishcha de Zeisa Shemen Zayis is the best in Echos. So Rabbi used to think in terms of Kamos, and then he heard what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. He said, "No, Hay Tzolol Nohir Tveh, this gives off the nicest light." So he said, "I'm going to go with Echos rather than Kamos." From Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, "Kol Hashmonim Yofin L'Diyoy." So this is a little bit of a digression. All Shemen is good to use for ink. The Shemen Zayis Men Amufcha, but the best is Shemen Zayis. Iboy Luhu Legabel Oylashen. When Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that all the Shmonim are good, but Shemen Zayis is the best, was he referring to the process of kneading oil together with ink, or was he referring to the process of smoking oil for ink? So when they used to make ink, what they would do is they would take a glass, a piece of glass, and they would light a fire underneath with oil. The fire would cause black soot to go on the glass. They would then scrape it off, mix it together with oil, and then that was part of the process of making ink. The point is that oil was used twice in this process. It was used to create the smoke, and it was also used after they had the ink already, after they had the soot, to be megabel, to knead it together with the oil. So the Gemara's question is, when Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Kol hashmonim yofin l'diyoy, v'shemen zayis men amufcha, was he referring to using shemen zayis legabel, that part of the process, or la'ashin, to smoke? So the Gemara says, Tosh mat atani Rav Shulman bar Zutro, Kol hashmonim yofin l'diyoy, v'shemen zayis men amufcha, bein legabel, bein la'ashin, both. Rav Shulman bar Zutro, masni hach, he had a different gears. Kol hashmonim yofin l'diyoy. He said, all smoke is good to create the soot in the process of ink, v'shemen zayis men amufcha. So he didn't say kol hashmonim, he said, kol ha'ashonim. So clearly, he held that it's only the mufchar is the shemen zayis for creating the ashon. It's not necessarily the mufchar when it comes to mixing it, when it comes to legabel. Amar Rafuna, kol ha'srafin yofin l'dyoy, all sraf is good for dyoy, v'sraf kitaf, the sraf that comes from kitaf, yofin mikulon, that's the best one. Amar Rabchiyah barashi, amar Rav. And this next Gemara, again, is another epic Gemara. As I mean, this whole Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel requires one big asterisk. Says the Gemara, Hamadik Ner Shel Chanukah. So Rav Chiya Rashi said in the name of Rav, if somebody lights Ner Chanukah Tzarich Levarich, you have to make a bracha. You're doing a mitzvah. You have to make a brachas on mitzvahs. Rav Yirmiyah said, Haroya Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarich Levarich. Not only do you have to make a bracha when you light the menorah, but you have to make a bracha even if you only see the menorah. Now Rashi says we're talking about someone who didn't light the menorah yet, and others add someone who's not going to light the menorah. So he's not going to be able to light the menorah for whatever reason. If you see the Ner Chanukah, that's enough to be mechayev a bracha, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says. So in terms of the bracha, Yom Rishon, the first day, Haraya, if you see the Ner Chanukah, Mevarich Beis, you make two brachas. Umadlik, if you light the menorah on the first days, Mevarich Gimel, you make three brachas. So let's go backwards. The Madlik is Mevarich Gimel. What are the three brachas you make the first night of Chanukah, if you light the menorah, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, she'asa nisam la'viseinu bayom v'mehim bazman hazeh, and she'chiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu bazman hazeh. If you only arroya ner shel Chanukah, so you only make two. Which one don't you make? Lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, because you're not lighting the menorah. So you're going to make the she'asa nisam la'viseinu, and you're going to make the she'chiyonu. After the first day, madlik mevarich shnayim, v'roya mevarich achas, you omit one bracha. The Madlik makes two instead of three. The Raya makes one instead of two. My. Which one doesn't he say? My is mine. You don't make Shachiyonu. You make Shachiyonu the first night. You don't make a Shachiyonu the second night. Faith the Gemara, v'nimoy nes. Why don't we also not say on the second night, she'asa nisim la'viseinu? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Nes kol yoyim yisei. There was a miracle every day. It's sarach bir, what the havamin of the Gemara was. But being that the miracle of Chanukah happened for 8 nights, so the 8 nights that you light the menorah, you're supposed to make the bracha of she'asa nisim. My says the Gemara, what bracha do you make? Mevarich Hashem Kedishonu b'mitzvah Yisav v'tzivonu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So the nusach of the bracha is Hashem Kedishonu b'mitzvah Yisav v'tzivonu. We acknowledge the fact, we make a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekadosh us, He sanctified us with His mitzvahs, v'tzivonu, and He commanded us lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Why lahadlik? Hadlok is a mitzvah. But frayt the Gemara, v'heichon tzivonu, how can you make such a bracha? Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah derabbanon. So if Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah derabbanon, heichon tzivonu, Rav Avya says, you know where? Miloy sasur. It says in the Torah, al pi at Torah sheyoy rucha, v'al ha-mishpat ha-sheyoy melechot ha-sasur, loy sasur min adamet sheyegit al chayom and asmal. A Yid has an obligation to listen to the Chachamim. Yiftach b'doyre, kishmul b'doyre. You always have to listen to the Chachamim. And being that you always have to listen to the Chachamim, and the Torah says that if you don't listen, you're over that means on some level every derabanan is a deraisa, because the Torah said you have to listen to the rabbanon. So even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you should light the menorah, but the rabbanon said you should light the menorah, and it says in the Torah you have to listen to the rabbanon, and that's why you're able to say vitzivonu. Rav Nechemya Amar, Rav Nechemya says it's learned out from a different pasuk. Zechor yomay soilam binu shnois dar v'dar sha'al avicho v'yageitcho skeinecho v'yoyim ruloch. You have to listen to the skeinim. You have to listen to the zesha kanu chachma. You have to listen to the ziknei adar, and that's the makar. That's how you know it. You know it from Shal Avicha V'Yageitcha Skeinecha V'Yoyim Ruloch. Now this two lines here in Shas is super loaded. First of all, it sounds like from this Gemara, every Derabbanon is a Deiraisa. Could that be true? And the Rambam Yad Chazaka would seem to say that. And the Ramban says there's no way, because if that's the case, then why is it that Safik Deiraisa is L'chumra, yet Safik Derabbanon is L'kula? Why is it that you find so many nafkaminas between Deiraisas and Derabbanas? If someone's over in Issa Deiraisa, he becomes Pasul Eidus Mid Deiraisa. We paskin like Abayas, one of the Yalkagans, that a Mumur Oichel Neveilois Lahachis is Pasul Eidus, but only if you're over in Issa Deiraisa. If you're over in Issa Derabbanon, you don't become Pasul Eidus. Why not? Because an Issa Derabbanon is less chava than an Issa Deiraisa. But if this is the case, every time you're over an Issa Derabbanon, you're really over an Issa Deiraisa. And it's even more than that. Because in a Deiraisa, there's differences between Lois Aseis and Aseis. Our Gemara is discussing an Aseh. Ner Chanukah is an Aseh Derabbanon. And the Gemara says every Aseh Derabbanon is considered a Lois Aseh because of Lois Aser. So it comes out an Aseh Derabbanon is more chamor than an Aseh Deiraisa? How's that possible? In the sugyas of choyla sheyesh by sakana, machilu noisei akal akal. If you have a question to give a choyla, something that's awesome in Deiraisa, someone that's awesome in the Rabbanon. So you're going to give him the thing that's awesome in Deiraisa because that's the akal akal? Because the Rabbanon has the loisaser. Michas Chinuch asks all these questions. These are all very, very shver questions. The other question is, why didn't Rabbi Nechemya, why wasn't he happy with Leisaser? Why did he have to come out to Shal Avitcha V'Yagetcha Skenecha V'Yoymrulach? So the Ran, in the Chedush Ran, asks this question. It's a short Ran, Ve'inkam V'Koymoy, but it's a very important comment. He says, because the truth is, the Rabbanon of Ner Chanukah is unique. It's unique in that it's a Rabbanon that has no Shaychus to a Dairaisa. We'll see more about this in the raid portion of the daf. Because usually the Rabbanons are related to a Dairaisa. They're rooted in a Dairaisa. So for example, in the Torah you have a Parsha of Arayas. The Rabbanon went ahead and they added to it. Shnius L'Arayas. So usually the Rabbanon is on some level there to serve as a protection. It's protecting the Dairaisa. Ner Chanukah has nothing to do with the Dairaisa. There's no remiss to a Dairaisa. The entire institution of Ner Chanukah is rabbinic from beginning to end. So says the Ran, Rav Nechemya and Ar Sugya held that it doesn't pass away, Saser, only if the Rabbanon is connected to a Dairaisa. That's when you have Leisaser. But for Ner Chanukah, you don't have it. So for Ner Chanukah, you have to come on to Shalavitcha V'Yagetcha Skeinecha V'Yoymelach. Either way, it says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Amar. We're saying that you make a bracha before you light the menorah. You don't just make one bracha, two brachas, three brachas. Difference between a raya and a madlik. And you say the nusach hasheket yishonah b'mitzvayis of tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Ay, the heichan tzivanu, we have two terutzim. Either loy sasur or shalavicha v'yageitcha skeinecho v'yoymulach. Masiv Rav Amar, Rav Amar, Master Kasha, hadmai. So what's the mai? If somebody buys peiros from an amma oretz, he has to give chumas of maestras. Usually, if you buy peiros from someone, you don't have to assume that he didn't give chumas of maestras. But when you buy from an amoritz, you do, because the amoritz were chashud that they were mafresh meiser. So the halach is, if you buy demai misafik or midirabanon, you have to treat it like maybe it's tevel. But because it's only midirabanon, and the Gemara says roiv amoritz used to give meiser, so there were kulois that you find in the laws of demai. So says the Braisa, hademai ma'arvin boy, you can use demai as the food for mazon shtei sudois ve'eruvei chatzeros and ve'eruvei techumim u'mestatfim ba, you can use it for shitufei mevayis u'mevarchen olav. If you eat demai, you make a bracha u'mezamnen olav. If it's bread, you can use it for zimun u'mafrish enoise arum, and you can be marfish demai even if you're not wearing clothing u'bein ashmashos, and you can be marfish bein ashmashos. Says the Gemara, I'm gonna come with the rabbanon by bracha. If you're gonna tell me every time you do a mitzvah the rabbanon you need to make a brachas on mitzvahs, and you even say asheket dishala b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu because heichan tzivanu either by sasur u'sh So the Gemara says, how could you be mafresh demai arum if you're literally not wearing any clothing? If you're not wearing clothing, that means it's libay roya se'erva. You're roya se'erva. V'abiino, we learn mesechtes brachas. We know these halachas. V'hoya machanecha kadosh. You can't make a bracha if you're in the presence of erva. So how could you be mafresh demai? Meaning, bishlam, if you don't make a bracha under the rabbana, I understand why you can be mafresh in arum, because you don't have to make a bracha anyway. So what's the problem? But being that you have to make a bracha, how could you do it arum? Amr Abaya. So Abaya said, vade de devreim boy bracha, sofik de devreim loy boy bracha. There's a difference between my and other durabana, such as Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is a vade de devreim. You for sure have an obligation to light Ner Chanukah. Whereas the Mai is only a sofik. The whole concept of the Mai is based on a sofik. Maybe the Amoritz didn't give meiser. Being that the durabonon is rooted on a sofik, you could be mekel. But the Gemara says, is that true? For hoyontif sheni, the sofik de devreim who boy. What about the second day of Yontif? The first day of Yontif is Dairaisa. The second day of Yontif is nowadays for sure Midrabbana. Yet the second day of Yontif, you make Kiddush. How do you make Kiddush? L'chura, it's a suffix to Devreim, and still you make a bracha. See, so you don't only make a bracha, abaya, on a vaday to Devreim, you make it even on a suffix to Devreim, such as Yontif Sheni Shogolius, which is a suffix to Devreim. Really, you shouldn't have been, the Chum should not have instituted a bracha on the second day of Yontif. But they were afraid people might be mezalzel on the second day of Yontif, so they decided that they're going to be extra machmer on the second day of Yontif. Rav said a different teretz, that the difference between Dmai and Ner Chanukah is not that Ner Chanukah is vaday d'maya safik. Similar to what Abaye said, but a little different, and it answers the question of Yontif Sheni. Roiv Amei Ha'aretz Ma'asrin Hein. It's not a real safik even, because Roiv of the Amei Ha'aretz used to give Meiser. All it is a Chumra de Devreim. A Chumra de Devreim, the Chachamim said you don't make a bracha. Yontif Sheni Shogolis is a safik de Devreim. Safik de Devreim, you make a bracha. You make Kiddush on the second day Yontif. Ner Chanukah is a vaday de devreim. You for sure make a bracha. Whereas Demai is a chumra de devreim. a chumra de devrayim. For that, you don't make a bracha. That's why you could be mafresh de mai arum. Ay, what about the bracha you have to make when you're mafresh de maiser? You're not going to make a bracha. What do you mean? Of course, it's a derabanan. No, because either it's a suffix derabanan, the way Abaya deherd it, or it's a chumra derabanan, the way Rava deherd it. Says the Gemara. We return to the halachas of Chanukah. Amar Rav Huna. Chatzes sheyesh la beis psachim. A person lives in a house that opens up to a chatzer, the way most houses did once upon a time. And he has two entrances. There's two doors that open into the chatzer. So where do you put your Ner Chanukah? You put it by the Pesach that opens up into the chatzer. But this person has two psachim that open up to the chatzer. So Rav Huna said, Tzricha shtei neres. This person's going to have two neres. Amar Rava, Rava said, Loya marin elam shtei ruches. This is only true if the two doors open up to two different sides of the chatzer. It's like a front door and a back door. Avam iruach achas. But if both doors are on the same side of the house, leitzarech, then you don't need two neres. My time of the Gemara says, Ilei mishum chshad, meaning, why do you need two? Person doesn't need two. It's nerishu beisai. So why do you need two in the first place? Is it because of a chshad? That's pashat you'll think. Because if someone's going to pass one of your doors and he's not going to see Ner Chanukah, he's going to be chayshid you. He's going to think you didn't light the menorah. Says the Gemara, chshad the man. Who are you worried about? Ilei chshad d'alma, a person that doesn't live in this neighborhood, a person that you don't know, meaning someone's going to be from out of town, he's going to walk by your house, and he's going to see that you have a Pesach that doesn't have a menorah. So the Gemara says, I feel a Ruach Achas Nami. Even if both Psachim are in the front of your house, you should need two neiros. Because how does this person know that both entrances are yours? Maybe two people live in the same house. So the Gemara says, Ichshad ibn Masa. And if you're worried about the chshad of people that live in the city, I feel the Ruach Nami lo yubay. Then the assumption is people that live in your cul-de-sac, the people that are your landsman, they probably know you have a front door and a back door. So then the halacha should be even if it's in turuch. Meaning, what's this vart? If it's on the same side, one. If it's on two sides, two. Man of shach, if you're worried about people that don't live here, they don't know exactly the way your house is configured, then even if they're both on the same side, you should need to. And if you're worried about people from your city, then even on the other side, you shouldn't need to. Really, you're worried about people that live in your city. So the question is, people live in your city, they know you have two entrances, but the Gemara says that often people don't give other people the benefit of the doubt. Meaning, what about a person who's going to walk by your front house? He's not going to see a menorah. He's going to say, aha, this person is violating the laws of menorah. Now, he doesn't realize that you have a menorah on the other side in your back entrance, and he should probably be dan lekav schus, but that's how people are, and it's for that reason you have to have this, because we're afraid, v'ami, this person's going to say, just like he didn't light the menorah on this door, maybe he didn't light on the other door either. Says the Gemara, as if we didn't have enough raid on this daf, we didn't even turn the page yet. Says the Gemara, how do you know there's something called marasayin? How do you know you have to be worried that people shouldn't be chayshin you? Says the Gemara, the time that we learned to the bride. So Amr Reb Shimon. It comes down to Reb Shimon by Yichon. Bishmal Arbat Varam Amr Toyu Laniach Peya. So what's Peya? Peya is that if a person's he's taking in the food through the tefuah, the harvest that he has in his field, he has to leave over the edge of the field. Edge of the field, he's not allowed to touch. That has to be left over for the Aniyah. So said Reb Shimon that there's four reasons that the halacha is you have to leave Peya besoif sadeo. Meaning, what if a person says, instead of leaving the Peya at the end of my field, I'm going to designate a part of the middle of my field as Peya. I'll leave that for the Aniyah. But what's besoif sadeo, I'm going to take for myself. Reb Shimon said that's not okay, and he said there's four reasons it's not okay. The Gemara is going to go through each one. Mipnei gezel aniyim, mipnei bitel aniyim, mipnei achshad, umishum, and because the pasuk says, loy sechala. And the Gemara explains, mipnei gezel aniyim, what's the gezel aniyim? Shal yirav alabaya, shal penuya, v'yoyim, ulu kroivoy, ani, harezu peya. We're afraid that a person's going to want to try to hoard the peya for his friends, his family members that are aniyim. So what he's going to do is he's going to play a little game. Instead of leaving over the end of the field, he knows the aniyim are watching, they're lurking, they're waiting for the end of the harvest, so they're going to pounce and they're going to take the peya. So he says that I have a workaround. I'm going to designate a different portion of my field as the peya, and I'll let the aniyim take that. So the aniyim are going to lose out from that. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai called it gezel aniyim. And because of that gezel aniyim, he said it's not okay. Nebitul aniyim. Another reason is not to waste the time at aniyim. Because we don't want the aniyim to have to sit in suspense and try to watch every move that this person makes in this field to figure out where the pay is going to be. Meaning the aniyim is waiting. He wants to be the first one to collect the pay. So if you're going to just allow it to be any part of the field, he's going to have to watch every move. Literally, he's going to monitor the balabais. Instead, we say it's the end of the field. This the aniyim can have an idea of approximately when the end of the field is going to be there. Like this, he knows when to take his pay. nichshad. Another reason is chshad. Shla you over and v'shav and over. Tavei meiru. The other mishloi nichpei b'sadeh. Because what happens if somebody walks by as you're taking the end of your field? He doesn't know that you already were mafresh pei from another part of your field. So that's not okay. And finally, mishum lois bal sechala, because it says in the Torah, ubekutzrucham es ktsir artzacham lois sechala pasad chalik tzor v'lekik tzor v'lekik tzor v'lekik. What does lois sechala sound like? You shouldn't complete the process of taking all the tefillah into your house. Rather, leave it as payas. What does it sound like? It sounds like you taking the payah would mean you didn't complete it, because the payah is the last thing. So you see from there that the payah has to. So the Gemara says, "Atu kulu lam yishum leisachala." No, no. I don't say leisachala is a reason. Leisachala is the pasuk in the Torah. Shimon Chai said, "I have four reasons. The fourth reason was that's what it says in the pasuk." So the Gemara says, "You're right." The three reasons Rav Shimon gave were just explaining why it says in the Torah, Baal Sechala. Meaning, why does pay have to be the end of the field? Why couldn't it be any part of the field? The Torah says it says, Baal Sechala. And he gave three reasons for it. So what's the fourth reason? If Rav Shimon said four reasons, what's the fourth reason? Amar Rava, Rava said, Mipnei HaRamayim. It's for the Ramayim. Because if the patrol is going to come, and they're going to, the Vada Peya, they're going to say, you didn't leave Peya. The person could always say, no, I did leave Peya. The middle of the field was the Peya. So like this, to prevent situations like that happening, we say, no. The payah has to be the end of the field. It's like this, it's going to hopefully prevent the Ramon from doing what they would like to do. The bottom line is, what do you see from here? It says in the Torah, that payah has to be the end of the field. Rosh Hashanah gave four reasons why it has to be the end of the field. One of the reasons he said was b'pnei achshad. So you want to know, says the Gemara, minot temro dechashin alichshad. How do you know that a person has to make sure that he doesn't do something in a way that people may be choshin him that he's doing an aveira? The teretz is mipnei haram. The teretz is bal sechala. Bal sechala, this is the answer. By the way, this is of course Reb Shimon l'shitasa. Reb Shimon, who throughout Shas was Dairish time of the Quran. So he darshin from Baal Sechala four different reasons why the Torah said that this is the way to be Mafresh Peah. Asher nogeyo le'inyoneinu, there's something called Chashad. Now, does Chashad mean Marasayan? Is it one and the same? There's also an idea of V'yisem Nekia Me'ashem is Umi Yisrael. Meaning you find different terms that are used in different sugyas that seem to be saying the same thing. It would, and at the same time, from the fact that it's different terminology that's used, it would seem that it's not the same thing. So that's another thing that we don't have time to get into. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Baradifa Amrafuna. Ner sheyesh shtei piyos. If someone has a ner and the ner has two wicks, oylo lebeis mei adam, you can use it for two people. Meaning two different people could use it. Amar Rava mila karashem. And if somebody took a ka'ara, a plate, and he filled it up with a bowl with oil, vehikifa psilas, and he put a bunch of wicks inside, kafaleh kli. If he covered it with a keli, so now all you see is the little wicks popping out from the holes in this keli, then many people could use it. If you didn't cover it with a keli, then it's going to look like one big fire. Even one person can use it. Rashi says there's a difference between a ner and a madura. A ner is a candle. A madura is a torch. It's a much bigger fire. And being that it says ner yeshu beisa, it has to be a ner. If it's not going to be a ner, nobody could be yotze with it. Amar Rava. This next Gemara is a classic, and it's going to be the topic of the raid. Pshitali. Rava said, it's pasha to me. Ner beisa v'ner chanaka. We're dealing with an oni, the evyon. A person who has money to either buy oil to light candles for Shabbos, or to buy oil so that he'll be able to light candles for Chanukah. It's Erev Shabbos Kodesh. He has a mitzvah to light Ner Shabbos. He has a mitzvah to light Ner Chanukah. Ner Beisai, in other words, Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Which one is Adif? Which is a more important mitzvah? Says the Gemara, Ner Beisai Adif. The Ner of the Bayis is Adif, Mishum Sholem Beisai. Because why do you light candles Friday night? There should be light in the house. Because when there's light in the house, there's Shalom in the house. If you're going to be living in Choshech, it's going to be difficult for there to be Shalom. So being that the purpose of the Ner Bayis is for Shalom, as opposed to Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is not in your house. Where are you supposed to leave your Ner Chanukah ideally? You're supposed to leave it outside. So Tafach HaSamach LePesach. So being that you're leaving it outside, so Ner Bayis, this is Shalom Bayis Inyan. Ner Chanukah is beautiful, but it's not Shalom Bayis, and Shalom Bayis is Adif. Ner Bayis for Kiddush Hayom. What if you have enough money to buy candles for Friday night or to buy wine for Kiddush? Which one should you do? Ner Bayis Adif. Ner Bayis is Adif. And the reason is Mishum Shalom Bayis. Because again, this is Shalom Bayis, and Kiddush Hayom is not Shalom Bayis. Incidentally, all the Rishonim ask, I understand Kiddush Hayom is not Shalom Bayis, but Kiddush Hayom is a mitzvah de Reisa. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to make kiddush. To light candles Friday night is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Shalom bayis, yeah, but it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. This is a question of a d'oraisa kiddush ayoyim. So how could the Gemara say shalom bayis is adif? So all the rishonim say in their own nusach that you have to say that it's possible to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush without wine. Some Rishonim say, well, you have to do Medei Raisa, say, Zochar Esu Yom HaShabbos L'Kachar. As long as you declare the day, you say, good Shabbos, could be you ready, Mekayim, your mitzvah day. Magen Avraham says, you daven Meira, Friday night, you could be Yoitza, Yochi of Kiddush, Medei Raisa. Yayin is only Medei Rabbanon, Asmechu, Akro, but it's not a Din Dei Raisa. So being that it's not a Din Dei Raisa, so the true Kiddush is Dei Raisa, but that you could do. Ala Yayin is not Dei Raisa. Others say that maybe you need to do Midai Raisa on something, but you can always do it al pas. And we're talking about a person that had bread, he just didn't have wine. So the question is, should he buy the wine or should he buy the candles? Shalom Bayis is Adif, and that's why what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to buy Ner Bayis. So again, if you have a question, should I buy candles for Shabbos or for Chanukah? Ner Bayis is Adif. Why? Shalom Bayis. If it's a question of candles for Friday night or Kiddush, so Rava said, that's Pasha to me. Pshitali. But what Rava wasn't sure about was Ner Chanukah to Kiddush Hayemau. What if you have a question between Ner Chanukah and Kiddush? So the two that we said you're not supposed to do in the previous cases, meaning Ner Bayis was Adif mi Ner Chanukah, Ner Bayis was Adif mi Kiddush Hayemau. But what about those two losers, the two that you weren't supposed to spend the money on? It's a question of Ner Chanukah versus Kiddush Hayemau. Which one is Adif? And what was the Shaila? Kiddush Hayemau Adif. Do you say Kiddush is Adif to Tadr? It's Tadr. Every Shabbos, twice. Oh, you do an erchanik adam. Maybe an erchanik is adam. Mishum persu nev niso. So the Gemara says, "Basa deba yohada pashta." After Rava asked this question, he was poish at the question. He said, "Nerchanik adif mishum persu me niso." Nerchanik is adif mishum persu me niso. Either way, so if it's a question of candles for Friday night and erchanik, ner beis ayadif. Why shalom beis? If it's a question of candles for Friday night or kiddush, candles of Friday night is adif because it's shalom bayis. If it's a question of ner Chanukah and kiddush, so then the halacha is ner Chanukah is adif mishum persum meniso. The Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah at the very, very, very end of Hilchas Chanukah brings these halachas. The Rambam says as follows: L'shoynoi hazohav shal Rambam. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'oid. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva ad ma'oid. A beautiful lashon from the Rambam. V'tzorich adam lehizor ba. And a person has to be very careful with the mitzvah of Chanukah. Lo hidia hanes, to tell the world about the miracle. Ula hoisif b'shvacha keil v'hido loy ala nisim sha'asolano. It's important for a person to be careful in Ner Chanukah to be mefarsim the miracle of Chanukah. Says the Rambam, afilu ein loy ma'yo. Even a person who literally has no food to eat, Elaminat Staka, he has to come on Staka, Pasha to eat. Shoyo, still he's supposed to go and he's supposed to borrow, he's supposed to try to figure out a way to light the menorah. Or he should even sell his baguette, literally the shirt off his back, to buy oil and neiris, so that he'll be able to be madlik the menorah. Continues the Rambam, let's say this person only has one pruta, and he had the option, he had two mitzvahs in front of him. He had the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayoyim, and he had the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Says the Rambam, Makdim liknoi shemen lahadlik Ner Chanukah, ala yayin leKiddush Hayoyim. What he should do is, he should spend the money on Ner Chanukah, not on Kiddush Hayoyim. Mefurish HaGemara. Why? Hoyol v'shneim v'divrei Soifrim. Because being that both mitzvahs are the Rabbanon, mutav lahakdim Ner Chanukah, sheyesh by zichrei neis. So it makes more sense to be makdim than Ner Chanukah. Continues the Rambam, hoyol v'fad of Ner Beisav v'Ner Chanukah. What if a person had the ability to either light candles Friday night, he has enough money to buy candles for Friday night or for Ner Chanukah? Or he was able to either buy Ner Bayis or Kiddush Hayoyim, Ner Beisai Kodem. That what he should do is he should bring Ner Beisai. Why? Mishum Shalom Bayis. Because of Shalom Bayis. Shari Hashem Nimcha Glasoi Shalom Beinish Leishtoi. Says the Rambam, the reason that candles Friday night comes before Ner Chanukah, and the reason that it comes before Kiddush Hayoyim is because Shalom Bayis is so chashuv. Shere Hashem Nimcha Glasses Shalom Benish Lishli. You now know Shalom is so chashuv because you find that the Torah commanded in the case of the Saita that we're moichik the Shem Hashem. And why we moichik the Shem Hashem? Lastly, Shalom Benish Lishli. So if you see that we were moichik the Shem Hashem, lastly, Shalom Benish Lishli, you see how chashuv it is. And if it's so chashuv, it comes in head of Ner Chanukah and it comes ahead of Kiddush Hayoyim. But then the Rambam concludes, Godol HaSholim, Shekol HaTorah, Nitna Lassi, Sholim, Ba'olim, Shenemar, Derecher, Darchei Noyev, V'chol Nesivayseh HaSholim. It's amazing how the Rambam concludes it. This is how Hilchas Chanukah concludes. Baruch Rachmana Desayon Nigmar Sefer Shlishi Uminyan Brokim Shal Sefer Zeh Shiva Vatish. This is how the Rambam ends his Hilchas Chanukah. So he ends his Hilchas Chanukah with a little shmooze. A shmooze about Shalom. I heard from Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky Shlita. He said that why did the Rambam feel that he had to invoke right here that you want to know why Ner Bayis comes before Ner Chanukah or Ner Bayis comes before Kiddush Hayom? It's because Ner Bayis is about Shalom and Hare Hashem Nimchak Lasoy Shalom Bein Ishle Ishtoi. Why did the Rambam need that? Hare Hashem Nimchak, who's talking about Soita over here? I mean, it's a nice sushtel. And we know that you see the Hashivos of Shalom that we're Meichik the Shem Hashem, something that's the last thing you would ever think you're allowed to do, and you do it Mebnei HaShalom. But what's the emphasis that the Rambam ends is Hilchas Chanukah? Hilchas Chanukah ends with Soita. Shere Hashem Nimcha Glasoy Sholim Ben Ish Lishtoy. So he said, because you find throughout Chanukah this idea that through the miracle of Chanukah, you know what happened? There was a tremendous Kiddush in the Shem Hashem. Just one example, you're saying the Alanisim, Ulucha Sisa Shem Godo V'Kadosh Ba'olamecha Ulamchi Yisrael Sisa Chua Gedoylo that through the miracles of Chanukah, you know what came out? So you think, what's more important than that? That being Megadol and Mekadosh, Yiskadol v'Yiskadosh Shmei Rabba. What's more chashuv than that? And there's nothing that brings that out more than Chanukah. So you think, if it's a question of Ner Bayis versus Ner Chanukah, Ner Chanukah is adif. Das is doch Yiskadol v'Yiskadosh Shmei Rabba. How could this be more chashuv? The teretz is Shaharei, because you find that Hashem is Nimcha Glaser Shalom in Ishlishtai. It's true, the Shem Godo V'Kadosh Ba'ilamecha, that's so important. There's nothing like those words of Yiskado V'Yiskadosh. Oh, but Shalom is even more chashuv than that. That's more important than Yiskado V'Yiskadosh. Sha'arei, you find that Mishum Shalom Bayis Hashem Nimcha Glaser Shalom in Ishlishtai. Hafla V'Fela, this is a unique tushtel in Chanukah, because Chanukah, you find this dogish again and again. Ulucha Shem Godo V'Kadosh Ba'ilamecha. But the Rambam over here quoted our Gemara. The Rambam goes through all the different scenarios. If you have a question of Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, if you have a question of Ner Chanukah versus Kiddush Hayom, and you have a question of Ner Shabbos versus Kiddush Hayom, the Rambam quoted in short the 5 or 6 lines that we have here in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. But when the Rambam brought this halacha, he said something else. Again, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. V'tzorich Adam Lizorba, Kidei Loidia Hanes. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Chaviv Ad Ma'od. And because of that, the Rambam says 2 halachas. The latter one is the one that's in our sugya, that if a person has a question of Ner Chanukah versus Kiddush Hayom, Ner Chanukah is Adif, because it's Persume Nisa, it's a Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. But the Rambam said another halacha that wasn't in our Gemara. The Rambam says, Afilu Ein Loi Mayoichal, a person who has no food, Elamit Minat Stok, Rachman Otzlan, he comes on to stock a Pasha to put bread in his mouth, Shoyel, he should borrow money that he needs to be able to make Chanukah. Oy Moicher Ksusai, or he should sell his clothing, V'loi Keach Shemen, he should buy Shemen, V'Neirois, he should buy Neirois, incidentally, Rameir Simchon or Sameach says, what's the Lashon V'Neirois? Like Keach Shemen V'Neir. Why Neirois? So Rameir Simcha says that he thinks that this is a diuk, and that the Rambam's coming to say that not only should a person be Shoyel and be Moichik Susai to buy one candle, which is the Iker Mitzvah, Neirish Ubeisai, but even for the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, that's where the Rambam said Neirois, that he's coming to emphasize even for the Mahadrin. But the Rambam says a very important halacha. He says that a person should borrow money, he should even be Moichik Susai, Kidei, that he should be able to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And the question is, where did Rambam get that from? That's not a Mefurish Gemara. There's no Mefurish Gemara that says this. The second part, that if you have a question of Ner Chanukah versus Kiddush Hayom, that's our Gemara. It's today's Da. It's Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Beis. But the first part, the Rambam didn't say anyway. It's not a Mefurish Gemara. So if it's not a Mefurish Gemara, the question then is, where did the Rambam get this from? Says the Magen Mishnah, that even though the Gemara never said it Mefurish anywhere, as it relates to Ner Chanukah, but there is a Makar. And the Makar is not from Ner Chanukah, but rather the Makar is from something that's very much in Yonah D'Yoyma. It's one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas. It's the Mishnah in Arvei Psachim. The Mishnah says, Arvei Psachim Samach L'mincha L'yoychal Adam Ad Shetechshach. As it gets close to the Seder, you're not supposed to eat. Why? You should have an appetite. Like this, you'll eat the matzah L'teyavim. Says the Mishnah, Afilu Ani Shebe Yisrael L'yoychal Ad Sheyaseb. Even an Ani Shebe Yisrael is obligated to eat B'haseba. V'lo Yifchasu L'y Me'ar B'koyzeh Shal Yayin. Not just that, A person can't have less than 4 cups of wine. V'afilu min ha-tamchoy. Even an ani, and even an ani that has to come onto the tamchoy. So what's the tamchoy? So the Rashbam says that the Mishnah says in Masechtes Peah that if somebody had mazon 2 sudois. So if he had mazon 2 sudois, all he had was the amount of money that he needs for 2 meals. Lo yito min ha-tamchoy. He's too rich to be able to take money from the tamchoy. The tamchoy was a fund that was for people that had absolutely nothing. The Rashbam's lashon is for someone that's an ani sheba anir. If he has mazon 2 sudois, he has too much. Even that yid has an obligation. Even that yid, says the Mishnah, the halach is lo yifchusu loy me'ar b'koyse shal yayin afilu min ha-tamchoy. The Gemara, when it explains this Mishnah, says, why is it so important? Why is it such a big deal? Says the Gemara, Mishum Persume Nisa. Because we drink 4 cups of wine to remember the miracle. It's the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So being that it's Mishum Persume Nisa, so that's why even the ani that has to come up to the Tamchoy, lo yifchusu lo me'ar b'koyses. Says the Magen Mishnah, if that's the case, that's the Makar to the Rambam. Because even though the Gemara never said anywhere that a person who has to come onto the Tamchoy is obligated to be shoyel or be meichik susai for like heich shem and v'nei rois umadlik. But at the same time, says the Magen Mishnah, I quote, nirish shalom da mimashin isbar perek zayin milchus chometzu matzah, sh'afilu ani shebi yisrael yifchus midal koyses v'atam mishum persume nisa. So, says the Magen Mishnah, if that's the case, kol shkim in Erchanika, the adof mikidush ayayim k'meishi is bar basavach. So if this is true for Dalal Kaisis, why shouldn't it be true for Erchanika? And the Magen Mishnah says, not only is it true, but the kol shkim in Erchanika. Freit alecha Mishnah, what's the kol shkim? Kol shkim? If that's the way it is by Dalal Kaisis, that means for sure it's the way for Erchanika. But that's a conversation for another day. But for now, as I zok the Magen Mishnah, that even though the Rambam couldn't find anywhere a Gemara, not a Yerushalmi, not a Bavli, not a Sefra, Sefri, not a psikta rabbos, he had no mefurish in the car, that you're obligated to sell the shirt off your back in order to be able to buy money for Dalit, for Ner Chanukah, but you find it by Dalit Koisis and Zil Basar Taima. Dalit Koisis is related to what? It's related to Persume Nisa. So Ner Chanukah is also Persume Nisa. Being that Ner Chanukah is also Persume Nisa, this is the Makar. This halacha of the Rambam is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchos Chanukah, it's in Simit Tofresh Ayin Aleph. The Vilna Gaon in his Bir Hagra brings the source to the Mechaber, as he always does in his Bir Agra. But he brings a different Makar, a way more convoluted Makar. The Goyen says, what's the Makar to the Rambam? The Rambam says that someone who doesn't have anything for Ner Chanukah, so what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to be Shoyel, or he should be Moicher Es Ksusai. Says the Goyen, I'll explain it to you based on a few Gemaras. The first is a Gemara in Masechtes Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ani Shebi Yisrael, Lo Yitchusu Loi Midalut Koises, Afilu Ani HaMesparnes Min HaTamchoi. Freit the Gemara Kasha Pshita. It's Pashat. Now, it's not clear what was so Pashat to the Gemara, and this is a big discussion in the Achrayim, but the Gemara asks Pshita, it's Pashat that an Ani should have to buy Dalut Koises. Sok the Gemara, Loi Nitzcha El Afilu Rabbi Akiva. No, the Chiddush is Rabbi Akiva. The Omar, Rabbi Akiva said, Asei Shabbat Chachoyl, V'al Titztarech Lebriyois. Rabbi Akiva said, it's better for a person to make his Shabbos Choyl. It's better not to have a Shabbos Suda. It's better not to feel like Shabbos and don't have to come on to other people. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. So you would have thought that maybe according to Rabbi Akiva, you shouldn't go ahead and come on to other people for Dalut Koises. That's the Chiddush. Afilu li Rabbi Akiva, the Omar Asei Shabbat Chachoyl, V'al Titztarech Lebriyois. Hocha Mishum Persume Nisa Moidi. Over here, it's a question of Persume Nisa, and Mishum Persume Nisa, it's Moidi. Incidentally, parenthetically, the Torah in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos brings Rabbi Akiva's memra, and he famously says that there were many times that he asked his father, who was the Torah's father? The Rosh. He said there were many times that he asked his father, Imani, somebody like myself, the Torah was talking. He said that he was such an Ani Ve'evi and he had nothing. Am I included in this halacha of Asei Shabbat Chachol V'al Titztarech Lebriyos? And he says that many times I asked my father this kasha, V'loi Hashivani Dove. He never answered me. So my father refused to answer me. Unbelievable. But this is the halacha, Asei Shabbat Chachol V'al Titztarech Lebriyos. So you would have thought that maybe Dal Kois is the same way, Kamash Malon, that this is not the way it is. Says the Gemara, Rapapa said that we just mentioned Rabbi Akiva who said Asei Shabbat Chachol V'al Titztarech Lebriyos. But even Rabbi Akiva agrees that's something you have to do. What's the davar muot? Rapapa said Kasa Taharsana. You have to have something. Even Rabbi Akiva holds you have to have a shtick herring. Something you have, herring and crackers. You have to have a little ayin tzvi. Something you have to have. Kansad the harsana, a little something you have to have. Says the Vilagayan, it's a Mefurish Gemara, that the halacha is that even an Oni, a Mesparnes, even according to Rabbi Akiva that said, Asay Shabbat Chachovat, the Tzarech Lebrios, the halacha is that this person has to have a Kansad the harsana. You have to be Mechabit Shabbos a little bit. You have to have a little Suda Shabbos. Says the Goyan, I'm going to tell you another Gemara. Also in Arab Psachim, Daf Kufay, another classic. The Gemara says, what happens if a person has enough money to buy wine for Kiddush or to have something for Kavod Shabbos, a little bit of food? What should he do? So the Gemara says, Kiddush Hayoyim is Adif mi Kavod Shabbos. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Kiddush Hayoyim is Adif. Says the Goyan, Halt Kop, that it comes out that an Oni Amisparnis, Minat Tzedakah, what does he have to have? He needs to make sure that he has enough money for, he has to go out of his way, he has to be shoyel, he has to do whatever he needs to do to make sure that he has something for Shabbos, a little kasa d'harsana. Says the Goyan, if Kiddush is Adif, then for sure he has to go ahead and borrow money for Kiddush. Because Kiddush is more than kasa d'harsana. That's also a Gemara. He says, if that's the case, I have a third Gemara, and this is where the Rambam got it from. Because we just learned the Gemara for Peshayla, Ner Chanukah, Kiddush Hayom, which one is Adif? Ner Chanukah is Adif. So says the guy, even though it's not a Mefurish Gemara, it really is a Mefurish Gemara. It's three Gemaras. In Pesachim Kuf Yudei Zemer Aleph, even Rabbi Kiva that holds a Sei Shabbat Chachavat Tzarech Labrius, but you have to go and borrow money for Kasa the Harsana. You have to be Tzarech Labrius. If it means a Shtikl Kasa the Harsana, this is something that you have to do. If you have to borrow for Kasa the Harsana, you have another Gemara, Pesachim Kuf Hayom Aleph, that says that Kiddush Hayom is Adif from Kasa the Harsana and from your herring. So then for sure you have to go borrow for Kiddush. If you have to borrow for Kiddush, for sure then you're going to have to go ahead and borrow for Ner Chanukah, because the Gemara says if you have enough money for Ner Chanukah and Kiddush, Ner Chanukah is Adif. So says the guy, you want to know what the Makar was? This was the Makar. It was this elaborate Makar. This is where he got it. So we have two Makaris to the Halacha of the Rambam. The Rambam says again, in the end of Hilchas Chanukah, Perik, Dalet, Halacha, Yud, Beis, that being that Mitzvah Chanukah's Chaviva, he ad ma'oid, v'tzorich adam lizarba. You have to be so careful because of Pesu Menisa. Therefore, afilu ein loy ma yoichal el menat stoka, shoyel, you have to borrow, oy moichik susoy, v'loy keach shemen, v'neiris umadlik. If this is the case, so the question is, what was the Makar? Where did Rambam get this from? So we have two Makaris. We have the Magad Mishnah. The Magad Mishnah said it's a Mishnah, Arvei Psachim, which says that Dalet Koisis is Mishum Pesu Menisa, v'kolshkein Ner Chanukah. So it's not clear what the kolshkein is, but if it's true for Dalet Koisis, it should be true for Ner Chanukah. The Goyin takes you on a roller coaster. He says, no, it's Psachim Kuf Yud Beis, Psachim Kuf Hei, Shabbos Chav Gimel, this is where the Rambam got it from. Because Rabbi Akiva said that it's better to say Shabbat Chavay Yitzarach Lebriyos, but for Kasa the Harsana, yeah, Kiddush is other from Kasa the Harsana, and Chanukah is other from Kiddush. That's today's daf. So between the three together, either way you have two Makaris. Either it's learned out from Dalut Koisis, or it's learned out from the Vilna Goyin's Cheshbin, which traces itself back to Kasa the Harsana. Those are the two Makaris. But there's an obvious question here. Why didn't the Goyin learn like the Magen Mishnah? Why did the Vilna Goyin say it's a Mefurish Mishnah? The Mishnah says the Ani has to buy for Dalet Koisis. Dalet Koisis is the Chashayla from Presume Nisa. So if Dalet Koisis is a question for Presume Nisa, then it would seem to be so obvious that this is what you have to do. Why did the Vilna Goyin have to take us on this whole chase to figure out the Pshat? It's Mefurish. Dalet Koisis, yeah, Kolshke, no Kolshke. At the end of the day, Dalet Koisis is Presume Nisa. You see, you have to be Shoyal. You have to be Meicha Ksusai for Dalet Koisis. So if you have to do it for Dalet Koisis, why would you think that Ner Chanukah is Adif? But it could be you could say a pshat, and again, this is all in the spirit of Inyana Diyoyma. It is Erev Pesach. So just in the spirit of Inyana Diyoyma, that is the Rambam, when he brings the halach of Dalet Koisis in Perek Zayin, the Rambam prefaces it with one line. And the Brisker Rav in his Sefer made an unbelievable dig. The Rambam says like this, B'chol dar v'dar chayiv adam laharis es atzmoy, ki ilu hu ba'atzmo yotza atam mishibu mitzrayim. Shenemra v'yisonu hoitza misham. Every single dar, yid has an obligation to act and see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. Shenemra v'yisonu hoitza misham. V'yisonu. V'al dover zet tziva kodesh baruch. Says the Rambam, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. It says, v'zacharta ki eved hoyisa, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Koloimar, V'zocharti ki eved o yiso, you're an eved. Kilu ato ba'atzvacho yiso, eved v'yotzotz al-cheres v'niftas. Says the Ram is a mitzvah in the Torah. Hilchas chometz u'matzo perek zayin alachavav. Bechol dor v'dor chayav adam liris is atzma, kihilu u ba'atzma yotzah mi Mitzrayim. She nemar, it's a posik. Val dover zeh tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't get more mitzvah than this. Val dover zeh tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba Torah. V'zocharti ki eved o yiso, koloimar, kilu ato ba'atzvacho yiso, eved v'yotzotz al-cheres v'niftas. Says the Ram, l'fichach, it's because chayiv adam lirisitz atzma kilu yotzim in Mitzrayim. Therefore, a bunch of halachas. Because you saw balaylaze when a yid eats by the Pesach tzorich lechav lishleis v'meisav dercheres. He has to make sure that he's baseba. You have to sit baseba. You have to act as if you just left. If you left Mitzrayim, you'd be sitting baseba. You have to sit baseba. Not just that. V'chol echad ve'echad ben anoshim be'noshim chayiv lishleis v'laylaze. Also today's daf. Therefore, even women, everybody has to drink 4 cups of wine. Says the Brisker Rav. Dalit Koises is a mitzvah derabban. Of course, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you have to drink 4 cups of wine. Haseba is a mitzvah derabban. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah they have to eat by Haseba. But the Rambam, if you're medayik l'shoyme yazov, before he brought the mitzvah of Dalit Koises and he brought the mitzvah of Haseba, the Rambam introduced us to a mitzvah in the Torah. The Rambam says, "V'chol dover dar chayiv adam laharis es atzmai kihilu b'atzmai yatzmai mitzray." V'al dover zen tziva kodesh baruch hu b'torah. It says, "V'zachar tekev de yisa," that you have to act as if you yourself left Mitzrayim. Says the Rambam, Lefichach, Lefichach is the hook. The Rambam is being mechaber the two halachas. Because you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, liris atzmai kilu b'atzmai yatzmai Mitzrayim. It's for that reason, kishasoyu dodom balay lazeh. There's certain halachas, you have to eat baseba, you have to drink dalet koises. Why? Because you have a mitzvah in the Torah to act as if you left Mitzrayim. So said the Griz in Sefer, that it's true, dalet koises is not a mitzvah in the Torah. But at the same time, when you drink Dalet Koises, you're being mekayim a mitzvah in the Torah. You're fulfilling a mitzvah in the Torah. V'zachar toki evid o yisa. K'loi mer kilo ata ba'atzvach o yisa evid v'yotzas l'cheres v'niftis. The obligation to sit by Seba is not biblical. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you have to sit by Seba. But it says v'zachar to. And when you sit by Seba, you're being mekayim that mitzvah. In other words, literally, the chiyuv Dalet Koises and the chiyuv Haseba is a chiyuv the Rabbanon. But the reason the Rabbanon told you to do it is because they wanted you to fulfill your mitzvah d'oraisa v'zachar to kevod yisa me'aretz Mitzrayim in that way. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The mitzvah d'oraisa is open-ended. How do I fulfill this d'oraisa? Usually the mitzvahs in the Torah are very specific. Here it just says, act as if you left Mitzrayim. So what should I do? What do you mean, act as if I just left Mitzrayim? Help me. So Chazal helped us. Chazal explained to us what you're supposed to do. You sit by Seba, you drink Dalet Koises. In other words, the chi of Dalet Koises is the chi of the Rabbanon. But at the same time, when a person drinks Badal Koises, he's Mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Reshiva of Yeruchim in his Yerech L'Yadam in a few places talks about this diyuk that the Brisker Rav made in the Rambam. In one of the places, he says, with this he can answer the Ran's Kasha. Everyone knows this Ran. The Gemara says, Marsk Sastiro, there's two Brises. One Brises says, when you drink Dalet Koises, you don't drink Be'aseba. Another Gemara, Brisa says, when you drink the Dalet Koises, you do drink Be'aseba. So Gemara says, V'loy Pligi. One Brisa is talking about the first 2 cups. The other Brisa is talking about the last 2 cups. Says the Gemara, okay, which two? Meaning, you have one Brisa that says, yeah, Haseba, one Brisa says, no, Haseba, by Dalet Koises. Then the Gemara says, no, no worries. The one is talking about the first 2 cups, one is talking about the last 2 cups. So the Gemara says, which cups, yeah, which one's not? So the Gemara says, Amri lala haigisa, Amri lala haigisa, nobody knew. Some people said the first two, yeah, the second two, no. Someone said, no, no. So the Gemara says, and being that you don't know which one you're supposed to do, so what do you do? Says the Gemara, if we're not sure, you end up doing the Haseba with both. Meaning, I did itmahachiv. So you do Haseba by all four. We have a price that says two, yeah, two, no. We just don't know which one. Which two, yeah, which two, no. So what do? You end up doing Haseba. Afraid the Ran. Why is that the rule? Haseba, Dalet Koises is the Chamitzvah de Rabbanon. So if Dalet Koises is the Chamitzvah de Rabbanon, it's the Chashaylof in Sofik de Rabbanon. If it's a Chashaylof Sofik de Rabbanon, you should go to Kula. Haseba is also a Mitzvah de Rabbanon. So if Haseba is a Mitzvah de Rabbanon, it's the Chashaylof in, you should go to Kula. So if you don't know if you do Haseba by the first 2 cups or the last 2 cups, so what's the halacha? Do Haseba by all 4 cups. Just the opposite. You should never have to do Haseba. It should never be Ma'akib. So the Ran says his famous teretz that the Achrayim quote throughout Chas, and that is that, oh, it's gonna, if you're going to go to Kula over here, you're not going to be mevatel the mitzvah completely. Because then you're never going to do Haseba when you drink the cups. You're not going to do by the first two, it's a Safik the Rabbanon. You're not going to do by the second two, because it's a Safik the Rabbanon. You can end up going to Kula. That's the Ran's famous Yisoy. Says the Reshiva Rabbi Yeruchim, that Lefid is Diak in the Brisker Rav, you can even yashiv it. Because it comes out that Dalet Koises, even though really is a mitzvah the Rabbanon, but it's coming to fulfill a mitzvah the Raisa. The Chachamim want you to drink Dalet Koises. This is the way they told you to fulfill the Raisa. So if this is the way that they told you to fulfill the Raisa, so that's why maybe you go to Chumra, you don't have the rule of Sveik the Rabbanon. lekula. When do you say sveke derabbanan lekula? That's when there's no tzad deraisa. But over here, the rabbanan's coming to fulfill a deraisa. If it's coming to fulfill a deraisa, so over here the halacha is going to be. Over here the halacha is going to be that you have to go what? You don't go the kula over here. You're going to have to go the chumra. That's the case. Maybe that's why the Vilna Goyen didn't want to bring the Magen Mishnah's makar. The Magen Mishnah says, you know, the Rambam learned his halacha. You know, the Rambam learned his halacha. He learned it from this very basic concept. From the fact that you see that by Dalut Kaisis Dalach is Afilo Ani Amisparnas Minatam Chuy. So if it's true by Dalut Kaisis, why shouldn't it be true by Ner Chanukah? The Kolshke Ner Chanukah. The Goyen didn't bring that Makar. The Goyen took us on a chase. What's the Pshat? It could be Dalut Kaisis is different. Because Dalut Kaisis is presuming Nisa, but there's a Kiyam Dairaisa. Being that there's a Kiyam Dairaisa, Ner Chanukah to the Rabbanon. Not only is Ner Chanukah the Rabbanon, we spoke out from the Ran earlier in the Daf, that it's the whole Metzias of Ner Chanukah to the Rabbanon. Being that the whole Metzias of Ner Chanukah is the Rabbanon, so therefore over here it's going to be different. I just want to end with one question, and that is Rabbi Be'egrin is Agoyus in Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Shayin Aleph. He brings from the Prima Gadim that the Prima Gadim said that we know when it comes to all mitzvahs, the rule is Hamevazves al Yevazves Yosem Michaimish. That's always the rule. Hamevaz, you don't spend more than 20% of your net worth for a mitzvah. An esri, it doesn't matter what it is. Hamevazves al Yevazves Yosem Michaimish, says the Prima Gadim is Betzayzav. Of course, the same is true when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Hamevazves al Yevazves Yosem Michaimish. Don't go nuts. I'm a Vazvis, break Reb Kiva Eger. The Prima Godem is Sarachi and Godel. He doesn't understand. We just learned the Rambam. The Rambam says, Afilu Eilei Ma Yoichal. A person has to sell the shirt off his back. Says Reb Kiva Eger, if you're selling your shirt, that sounds like you don't have much. So if you don't have anything, then it's for sure Yosef Michaimish. So Frank the Reb Kiva Eger, he says he doesn't understand the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, Hamavaz v'zay yavaz v'zay Yosef Michaimish. Hamavaz v'zay yavaz v'zay Yosef Michaimish. He says, Rebbeinu Shalom. If the Rambam says you have to be Shoyal al Apsochim, and you have to be Meicha Ksusai, so obviously you don't have the Halacha of Hamavaz v'zay yavaz. That's Reb Kiveger's Akasha. My son, Shlomo Zalman, I think said a beautiful teretz. He told me today that maybe Pshat is like this. Everyone knows that the halacha is that the Chafetz Chaim brings in a Havas Chesed, that even though there's a halacha of Amavaz v'Zayivaz v'Zayis v'Michoimish, but let's say someone's very wealthy, he's a big veer, he doesn't have to worry about it. Usher Muflik, he's allowed to be Amavaz v'Zayis v'Michoimish. Why? Because the Gemara gives a reason for Amavaz v'Zayivaz v'Zayis v'Michoimish. You don't have to be Reb Shimon here to be Dorish time in the crowd. The Gemara says Shemi Yitzdar. We're afraid you're going to come. I have to come out to the breeze. I'm not going to have anything anymore. In fact, the Gemara says in Ksubas Samach Zayin Amid Beis that one of the Amirom was lying on his deathbed. He gave away all his everything. He wanted to have Schusim in the next world. He gave everything away for tzedakah. So they told him, I'm dying anyways. What do I need it for? I don't need my nechassim. There's no concern of Shemi Yitzdarich Labrius because he's anyways going to die. That means the only time you have the halacha of Amavaz V'Zayivaz V'Zayisim Michaim is not a halacha in the Velt Arayim. It's only Shemi Yitzdarich Labrius. So if there's a concern, Shemi Yitzdarich Labrius, so Shlomo Zalman Tainet, this person is anyways coming onto the Brius. He anyways has to come onto the Brius. He has to be Shoyal al Apsochim. He's like a Yitzdarich al Abrius anyway, so why can't he be Mavaz Vizi Yaisa Michaimish? When is the halacha Mavaz Vizi Yaisa Michaimish? That's if you're a person who's like a Beinani. So there's a concern, Shemi Yitzdarich Labrius. You don't put yourself in that situation, says the Prima Godim. That's true even for Ner Chanukah. You don't go ahead and put yourself in a financial situation for Ner Chanukah. You give away everything. But for an Asay, Hamavaz Vizi Yaisa Michaimish. But where it's not Negeya Shemi Yitzdarich Labrius, you see that halacha is not true. We have two makaris for that. The Otra Mufli, the Grace Gavir, and the person who's dying. So it's not Negeya Shemi Yitzdarich Labrius. You don't have this halacha. This person is also not Negeya Shemi Yitzdarich Labrius. You know why? Because he anyways is coming onto the Brius. So if anyways coming onto the Brius, Yesh Leimar, maybe over here you don't have Hamavaz Vizi Yaisa Michaimish. Maybe that's a teretz to Reb Kiveger's Kasha on the Prima Garden.